Good evening, family. What's up? Welcome to Soul Tracks of Our Lives on the Culture Zine Radio Network. I'm your host, Renetta Barber, and tonight we are celebrating the legendary Stax record. Hey, Al Bell, this one's for you. I hope everyone had a fantastic week, and I hope Valentine's Day was special for everyone. So throughout the show tonight, and especially since it's Black History Month, I'm going to share a little history regarding Stax Records, which was founded by brother and sister Jim Stewart and Estelle Axton. And that's how we get the Stax. The first two letters of Stax is for ST, for Stewart, and the AX is for Axton, Estelle's last name. The label was founded in 1957. And in Memphis, Tennessee, it was known as Southern Soul Music, which is a combination of R&B and gospel music, and was considered a driving force of unity during the Civil Rights era. And I want to give another shout out to William Bell, one of the original artists on Stax, who just received his first Grammy nomination and win for Best Americana Album. And with that, let's get this party started.
Love and happiness, yeah, something that can make you do wrong, make you do right, yeah. Love. Love and happiness. But wait a minute, something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about how she can make it right, yeah. Yeah. Happiness is when really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Hey. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Love and
happiness. Thank you.
Love is, wait a minute, love is, yeah, walking together, yeah, talking together, saying again, yeah, together, yeah, saying what I'm on, I'm on for love.
Tied up, you better stay tied up, because it's cheaper to keep her. This is from T. It says, it's cheaper to keep her. It's cheaper to keep her. When your little girl make you mad, and you get an attitude and pack your bags. Five little children that you're leaving behind. Son, you're gonna pay some alimony or do some time. That's why it's cheaper to keep her. Help me say it, y'all. It's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep her.
See, when you get through staring that judge in the face, you're gonna wanna cuss the whole race.
Yeah, yeah,
that's why it's
yeah,
cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep her. It's cheaper to keep her.
$2 to bring the little girl home.
Ooh.
Now you're about to pay $2,000 to leave her alone.
Ooh.
You see another woman out there and you want to make a change.
Ooh.
But she ain't gonna want you because you won't have a damn thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why it's cheaper to keep her. Everybody sing along with me. It's cheaper to keep her. By the time you get through looking at the judge in the face, gonna wanna cuss the whole human
yeah,
race.
Yeah,
that's why
yeah,
it's cheaper
yeah.
to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep her. It's cheaper to keep her.
grass is greener.
Ooh.
Way over on the other side.
Ooh.
When I just give you that dirty look, you may as well put your money in mama's pocketbook.
Yeah, yeah,
that's why
yeah,
cheaper
yeah.
to keep her.
It
costs too much to leave her alone. Yeah.
Cheaper to keep her.
I know it's cheaper to keep her. Cause you gon' pay some alimony if you leave home.
It's cheaper to keep her.
I tell y'all, it's cheaper to keep her. All the fellas out there know what I'm talking about. Don't you know that it's cheaper to stay at home? I gotta tell you, I'm bringing you the message tonight.
It's cheaper.
It's cheaper to keep her. Cheaper to keep her. Cheaper to keep her.
Cheaper to keep her.
She gon' cost you too much if you let her go, man. It's cheaper to keep her. You might as well put up with your little arms and some busted fight. Let me go. I'm gonna tell you something tonight. I tell you, it's cheaper to keep her. Ain't it, man? Ain't it cheaper to keep her? Yeah. By the time you get through looking that judge in the face, you'll be lucky.
I can't stand the rain against my window, bringing back sweet memories. Yeah, when the rain, do you remember how sweet it used to be?
Peoples with I Can't Stand the Rain. Before that, Johnny Taylor, and It's Cheaper to Keep Her. Is that true, fellas? Is it cheaper to keep her? Before that, Carla Thomas with Gee Whiz. And we started with the incomparable Al Green with Love and Happiness. So I apologize. There was a couple little glitches at the beginning of the show. So I found this little joke that just makes me laugh. So I'm going to share it with you. So here's the joke. Side chicks are getting leftover Halloween candy for Valentine's Day. So she says, why you give me ghost-shaped candy? And he replies, because you my boo. So more Stax history. Booker T and the MGs was Stax's original house band, and it was a racially integrated band as well as their staff and artists, which was unprecedented at the time, due to the racial strife and tension in Memphis and especially in the South. Otis Redding was their first big artist whose first 17 singles all charted. His first single was These Arms of Mine, and he definitely put Stax on the map until his untimely death at age 26 due to a fatal airplane crash, which also killed all but two original members of the Barqués. And then soon after that, Mr. Al Bell comes along and became co-owner of the label, and he expanded the operations and focus of the label to compete with their main rival at the time, Motown Records. Hey, Don Carter and Andre Morgan Sr., what's up?
We'll be right back. all waiting for one very, very special act, and they're in the green room right now, and their entourage is so big you wouldn't believe it. But listen, the evening wouldn't be complete without a number from a cat who a lot of people refer to as the grand old statesman of Atlantic Records, and we're happy to have him here tonight. I want to say hello to Booker T, who didn't make it tonight. He got sick at the last minute, and he didn't make it. We want to say hello to him. A couple of the other grand old statesmen, Don Covey, Eddie Floyd, William Bell. We want to say hello to all of them. Please welcome, ladies and gentlemen, the king of rhythm and blues, Mr. Rufus Thomas. All right.
You got silver bells, you got copper bells. Pretty maids all in a row, just so walking that dog. Walking that dog. If you don't know how to do that, I'm gonna show you how to walk that dog. Come on, you, I'm just the walking. Oh, oh, oh,
di, ya ba ba do,
ya ba ba di do, yeah.
So that was Rufus Thomas with Walking the Dog. I can see him so clearly. He was a character. Before that, Sam and Dave with Thank You. And we started with Isaac Hayes and his classic Oscar-winning Shaft. So as I'm continuing to do my research on Stax, I found out that the original Stax recording studio was an old movie theater with sloped floors. So because the room was unbalanced, it created an acoustic anomaly that was audible on the recordings, which created a deep yet raw sound that was distinctly Stax. And they also had the assistance of Atlantic Records engineer extraordinaire, Tom Dowd, who contributed greatly to making sure that the engineering part of it was set up properly and helped to create the Stax sound. I wanted to share a little food for thought. Leave footprints of love and kindness wherever you go. You know, my thing this year is for us to all be kinder to each other. Okay. And so now I tell you guys to be kinder to each other and at the same time telling you to get off my mountain.
You get off my mountain. You're
arms of mine. They are lonely, lonely and feeling blue. These arms of mine, they are yearning, yearning for more. And if you would let them hold you, oh, how grateful I will be. These arms of mine, they are burning, burning for wanting you.
So the Staple Singers with Mavis front and center, I'll Take You There. Before that, Otis Redding with his first hit single, These Arms of Mine. And we also heard Inez and Charlie Fox with Mockingbird. And we started with the Dramatics, Hey You, Get Off My Mountain. You're listening to Soul Tracks of Our Lives on the Culture Zine Radio Network. I'm your host, Ernetta Barber. I hope you're enjoying this wonderful music of Stax. I so enjoyed putting this show together that I decided in the upcoming months I'm going to celebrate other iconic labels, including, of course, my WIA labels, Warner Brothers, Elektra and Atlantic, Motown, Philly International, MCA, Capitol, to name a few. If you have any favorites, please let me know on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or email me at withasong@aol.com. I also wanted to send out happy birthday greetings to Miss Nancy Wilson, who is 80 years young today, and unbelievably iconic, legendary Mr. Sidney Poitier, who is 90 years young today. Two iconic, incredible artists in their own right. And I don't know if this is going to sound weird, but I love old black men. And the reason I say that is because so many of them don't get to live to be old black men. So kudos, Mr. Poitier. You know, Harry Belafonte is out there doing his thing, and they're kindred spirits. Anyway, here we go.
Come on!
So the Emotions with those angelic voices with Don't Ask My Neighbor. Before that, Wilson Pickett with Funky Broadway. We also heard Eddie Floyd's Knock on Wood. And we started with Stax's original house band, Booker T and the MGs with Green Onions. Steve Cropper was also a member of that band, and he was also a writer, producer, and session guitarist, scores of Stax singles. So I've been wanting to do this now for a while. I have to tell you that I have to pay a couple of bills, so check it out.
What's happening, you funk lovers? Saturday, April 15th at the Terrace Theater in Long Beach, California, we have Flashback to Funk and More, starring War, The Barcades, Zap, Gap Experience, Climax featuring Cheryl Cooley, Forever LTD featuring Andre Ray. This is a CR Productions. It's going down big at the Terrace Theater in Long Beach, California. Come down, hang out, and have a funky good time.
Okay, so you know how I feel about the funk, and it's getting ready to get down again at the Long Beach Terrace Theater on Saturday, April 15th with War, The Barcades, Zap, Gap Experience, Climax featuring Cheryl Cooley, LTD Forever with Andre Ray, and Tony Hicks of the Shy Lights. It's getting ready to be a party, y'all, so get ready for it.
Thank you. tell you like it is. See, baby, I've been thinking about it, yeah. And I've been wanting to get next to you, baby. You see, sometimes I fool moms, I say, ooh, oh, oh, baby, hey. Needing you has proven to me to be my greatest dream, yeah.
Say goodbye. This is Shirley. You might not know who I am, but the reason I'm calling you is because I was going through my old man's pockets this morning, and I just happened to find your name and number. So woman to woman, I don't think it's being any more than fair than to call you and let you know where I'm coming from. Now, Barbara, I don't know how you're gonna take this, but whether you be cool or come out of a bag on me, see, it really doesn't make any difference. But it's only fair that I let you know that the man you're in love with, he's mine. From the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, the bed he sleeps in, and every piece of food he eats. You see, I make it possible. The clothes on his back, I buy them. The car he drives, I pay the note every month. So I'm telling you these things to let you know how much I love that man. And woman to woman, I think you'll understand just how much I'll do to keep him. Woman to woman, if you've ever been in love, then you know. If you were in my shoes, wouldn't you have done the same thing too? Whoa, woman to woman, can't you see where I'm coming from? Woman to woman, ain't that the same thing? Should I just step aside and let her take what's rightfully mine? Oh, woman to woman, was I right or was I wrong? See, I don't want no trouble now. I hope you understand.
So that was Shirley Brown with Woman to Woman, which was Stax's last big chart hit back in the day. Before that, Isaac Hayes with the Clifton Davis composition, Never Can Say Goodbye. And before that, we heard Reverend Al Green with his first Stax single, I'm So Tired of Being Alone. And we started the set with Albert King's Born Under a Bad Sign. If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Dang. So another little Stax fact. Isaac Hayes, who was part of the original house band, and David Porter came along, and they became this songwriting and producing dynamo until 1971, when Isaac released Hot Buttered Soul, which sold 3 million copies and became Stax's biggest artist, and the rest is history. Also, Al Bell created a subsidiary label called Partee, P-A-R-T-E-E Records, where Richard Pryor and Moms Mabley were signed. And also, early in his career, Elvis recorded 3 LPs for Stax, and it was also the label of the Sweet Inspirations, which featured Whitney's mama, Miss Sissy Houston. And next up, a little bit of more of Johnny Taylor.
Give me now. All your fathers, gather around me and let me give you some good advice. What I'm gonna ask you now. You'd better think about it twice. While you're
Oh, yeah, that's when it all happened. Something.
So the dramatics is what you see is what you get. And we started with Johnny Taylor's Who's Making Love. One last Stax fact. Watts Stax was released in 1972, and it was also referred to as the Black Woodstock. It was recorded at the Los Angeles Coliseum with over 100,000 in attendance, hosted by the Reverend Jesse Jackson. I have so enjoyed this show tonight, and I hope you have liked going down memory lane, and especially since it's Black History Month, what better way to celebrate than to honor Pioneer label. Love you, Al Bell. This is also President's Day, so happy day, President Barack Obama. And remember, folks, don't talk about it. Be about it. Be kind to each other. And I got to give a shout out to my sister, Miss Sharon Hayward, whose birthday is tomorrow. Love you forever and a day. And I'm going to close the show with the one that's really put Stax on the map, Mr. Otis Redding. Gone too soon, but always and forever in our hearts. Love you guys. See ya.
But I know, change gotta go. and that a